make a bracha before we go to eat fruits? Is al peiros ilan, if the fruit grows off a tree, oimer, we say borei priyets, like on an apple, on a pear, we say borei priyets. Chutz min hayayin, except from yayin, from wine, shal hayayin, because on wine, before we drink wine, oimer, we say borei pri hagofen, a special bracha borei pri hagofen. Even though really wine comes from grapes, and on the grapes itself you have to make a borei priyets, but the wine that comes out of the grape is came to a special thing. Wine is very special. Therefore, we have a special bracha, borei pri hagofen. Hasten, wine has a smile that it's soy, that's a lave, it satisfies you very much. Umisamche, it also makes you happy. So therefore, Chachamim gave a special bracha, borei pri hagofen. The alteiros haaretz, on the fruits that grow off the ground. There's not off a tree, but things that grow off the ground, like cucumbers, like the watermelon, is oimer, we say, borei pri hadama. We say, borei pri, these are the fruits of hadama, comes out of the ground itself. Since it's not coming out of a tree, it's coming out of the ground, we only say, borei pri hadama. Chutz min hapas, except from bread, even though bread comes from wheat, which wheat grows on the ground, so really we should have made a borei pri hadama on bread, but still the Mishnah says, shal hapas, on bread, hu oimer, we say, hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. We make a special brochum, hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Hey, since the bread is the ikur mezoinus of Adam, that's the main food substance we have, therefore Chachamim will convey a special bracha when we go to eat bread. The al-hayirokais, yirokais like vegetables, like krill, like cabbage, or like radishes, or else onions, is oimer, we say, borer pri hadama. We make a bracha, borer pri hadama also. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, borer minei deshoyim. He says, no, in all different types, like vegetables, you make this bracha of borei minei dishoyim. Dishoyim means like the herbs. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, on each min, you have to make a special bracha. However, we do not pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold on all vegetables, or anything that grows on the ground, not on a tree, we make a borei pri hadama. The Mishnah base, Beirach al peiros ilan. If somebody made a bracha before he ate from the fruits that grow off the tree, borei pri hadama, if he made a mistake, and instead of making a borei pri eitz, he only said a borei pri hadama, is yotza. He is yotza, he does not have to make another bracha. This bracha helps, because it's not a sheker, because the fruits, like the apple that grows out of a tree, also grows out of the ground, because the tree comes out of the ground. What about the opposite way? The alateiros haaretz borei pri eitz. Let's say on a vegetable, instead of making a borei pri hadama, you said a borei pri eitz, lo yotze, then you are not yotze, because that's like sheker, because you said this grows out of the tree, and it doesn't. These vegetables only grow out of the ground, and not out of the tree. So since it's sheker, it's a lie, you're not yotze with this bracha. Al kulam, but on everything, anything you eat, im omar shahakol niyeh bedvaroi, is yotze. As b'dievet, if you make this bracha, shahakol niyeh bedvaroi, even on fruits, even on vegetables, b'dievet, you are yotze. On everything, b'dievet, you yotze this bracha. That's why the klal is usually, if you have a suffix, what bracha to make, you're in doubt, what's the right bracha? So of course, at first you're supposed to ask somebody, like, yes, the Rav, what bracha you should make. But even if he does not know what bracha to make, then you could be samech to make this bracha of a shahakol niyeh bedvaroyim, because on anything you make it, b'dievet, you are yotze with this bracha. Mishnah Gimel. Al dovar she'en gidule minoretz, on something that does not grow out of the ground, Oimer, what bracha do we make on it before we eat it? Shahakol. In other words, on meat, on a chicken, on eggs, these are not things that grow out of the ground. Therefore, before we eat them, we make a shakol. Al hachemitz, on vinegar. V'al ha-noivlois. Noivlois, those are fruits that fell off the tree before they were ripe. V'al ha-goivoi, and on grasshoppers, is oimer shakol. We only have to make a shakol. Hey, since these fruits, like krua, fall off the ground, fall off the tree before they were ripe, so you cannot make a borei pri eitz because they're not choshed also fruit yet. Still, since you're having some enjoyment from it, you have to make a shakol niyeh bedvaroi. Same thing on this chaymis, on this vinegar, which originally it was yayin, and now it became spoiled a little bit, it became into vinegar, so since it lost its chashivas of yayin, but still there is some enjoyment from it, it is drinkable, therefore you have to make a bracha shakol. So Mishnah says, al ha-cholav, when you take milk, v'al ha-gvina on cheese, V'yala beitzim on eggs. Oimer, what's the bracha to say? Shehakel. We make a shakel. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol shehu min klolo ein mevorchin olof. Is anything that's a little bit ruined, it's not so good, you don't make a bracha at all. In other words, he holds that on chaymitz, on the vinegar, this good wine that became a little bit spoiled and came into vinegar, you do not make a bracha at all. The same thing on the noivlois, on these fruits that fell off the tree, since they're a little bit spoiled, it's a min klala, you don't make a bracha at all. But laloch is not like a b'yuda, laloch is like a tanakama, that if these things got a little bit spoiled, but they're still edible, the bracha is, we make a shakel. Mishneh Dalit. Hoyu lefonov minim harbi. You had in front of you a lot of different type of fruits to eat. Now the question is, which one comes first? Which one should you take to make the bracha one first? Is Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh b'neim imin shiva. If you have in front of you one of the fruits that's from the shivas haminim that Eretz Yisrael is famous for, is mevorach olof. You're supposed to make a bracha on the shivas haminim first. In other words, let's say you have an apple and you have a date. Since the date is from the shivas haminim, you should take the date and make the borer priates on the date, and then eat the apple like you are yaitza with the borer priates for the apple also. But not the opposite way. Don't make the borer priates on the apple first to be mitzi the date, because since the date is from the shivas haminim, that comes first. For the chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, mevorach al eitza mehem sheyirtza. No, if you want to, you can make the bracha whichever one you want, which means whichever one you like better. Let's say you like apples right now, so you should make the bracha on the apple, make the borer priates on the apple, and that would part of the other fruits. Even though the other ones are min shiva, still the chum hold that whichever one you want, which is chaviv, is dear, you love right now, that's the more choshev, that's the one you should make the bracha on. Yemishneh hey. Beirach al hayayin shelefnei hamozen. If you made a bracha on the wine that you drank before the mozen, you made a borer priagofin, which means before you started the suda, is poter es hayayin shelyacher hamozen. You do not have to make another bracha on the wine that you drink after the meal. Now, after the meal here does not mean after you bench. It means rather that after they had the suda, like for dessert, they used to drink wine. So since you made the bracha before you started the meal, borer priagofin, and you had in mind that you plan to drink more wine throughout the meal, and you knew you would drink the wine even after the meal, like at dessert time, so you do not have to make another bracha. That first bracha helps for all the wine you're going to drink. What about the beirach al ha-parperis shelefnei hamozen? Well, if you made a bracha on the parperis, so this is the machlekes. Some learn that papyrus means all the type of food that you eat like with the bread. In other words, vegetables and fish and meat or miyatavshel. So if you made a bracha on this before the meal, it potters the papyrus shalach ramosin that you would eat like for dessert, you would not have to make another bracha. Some learn this goes on like hors d'oeuvres. Something you eat at the beginning of the meal to give you a better appetite. So, who are then if you eat this thing for kinuach hasudah? So, if you made the bracha at the beginning, you do not have to make the bracha again at the end. Some say it means like a cake that you make a borer min hamazonos. That's what we're talking about. So, it says if you made the bracha on the papyrus lefnei hamazon right before the meal, you do not have to make the bracha again at the end of the meal. Derech al hapas, let's say you made a hamotzi lechem min oretz, you made a bracha on bread, is potter as a papyrus. Then you do not have to make a bracha on either the food you eat with the bread like, or else the entree, since that's making you have a bigger the appetite for the meal, or else the cake, which is also like part of the bread. Mashenken ala papyrus, if you only make a bracha on the side dishes or on the cake, is like potter as a pas. With the bracha you make on the hors d'oeuvres or on the food that you eat with the bread, that does not impatter you when if you want to eat bread now. You would still have to make hamotzi lechem in oretz. Beishamay says, af loy maisa kedera, that if you make a bracha on the papyrus, it does not patter you even if you eat a maisa kedera, which usually means like cereal. That the papyrus would not patter you if you're eating cereal, you would still have to make another bracha. Now, to get these halachas klor, we're not going to go through it right now for just the Mishnayos, we don't get it too klor. We'll have to see the Gemara clearly in all these halachas exactly how we paskin l'maisa l'halacha. Mishnah Vov. Hoyu yoshvin lechol. And when people sat down to eat, is called echod v'yechad nevorach liyatzmai. Everybody should make his own separate bracha. Like you want to make a moitzi lechem minoret, you want to make a shakol. Is the bracha you make before you're eating, you eat. Even if you have a few people eating together, each one should make his own bracha. Because since there's no kviyas asuda now, so each one should make his own bracha. What about hasebu? They sat down like tea together. At that time they used to lie down on the bed, and they made a chabura now, a kviyas of eating together. Then the Mishnah says, echad mevorach lekulan. Then the klal is one person should make the bracha and be made to everybody. Bolehem yayin b'tei chamozen. Let's say in the middle of the meal they brought wine for everybody to drink. Is kol echad v'yechad mevorach liyatzmai. Everybody should make their own bracha abor priagofen. Even though they're in the middle of having a meal together, and at the beginning of the meal we said one should make a bracha for everybody, but here that the wine comes in the middle of the meal, we did not tell everybody to stop because some people still want to eat, and we're afraid that some people may choke. So therefore, everybody makes his own bracha. Liachar hamozen. What about the wine that comes after you finished eating already? Then we say echem mevorach lekulam, since they're not in the middle of eating. And since there's Haseba, they're all eating together. So again, one person should make the bracha for everybody else. But this is providing they did not have wine before. Because if they had wine before in the meal, they would not have to make another bracha now. Vihu oimer al ha-mugmar. Now the person that made the bracha bor peragofen to be moitzi everybody on the wine, later after the meal when they benched, the meaning was they used to smell some psamim. And they had to make a bracha bor minei b'samim. So the same person that made the bracha ala geffen, to be moitzi everybody, he would also make this bracha al ha-mugmar, to make the bracha on the b'samim, borer minei b'samim. Afal pi shein mevin es ha-mugmar el liyachar asuda. Even though they first brought the spices, the smell, that to make the bracha after the meal, but still we say, you ended off, you made the last bracha, borer pragofen, you should make this bracha also. Mishnah Zayin. If they brought in front of you something very salty to eat, like a salting fish, and since it was so salty, they brought you some bread along to eat with it. You just have to make like a shakon yibdvoroi. You make a bracha on the salty fish, you would not have to make a bracha at all on this bread. Because the bread here is not coming because you really want to eat the bread. It's just coming as a tofel, like a secondary thing, to the maliach to help out the salty fish. So you're only eating it as a secondary thing, as a tfelam, you do not have to make a bracha. It's like part of the ikur, and the bracha or the shakal of the fish helps for the bread. Zehaklo, this is the general rule, that kol shu ikur, vi my tfela. Anything you're eating something, that's the main thing you're eating now. And you have a tefillah, you have something else helping you eat that, eating that, is mevarach al ikur, you only have to make a bracha on the ikur, who point the rest at tefillah. On the tofel, the secondary thing that's coming to help out the first thing, you would not have to make a bracha at all. Like the Moshe, let's say you're eating bananas, and you have sour cream. So you're only putting the sour cream on the bananas, like to make the bananas taste good. So therefore, you would only have to make a butter prihadoma on the bananas, and you would not have to make a bracha on the sour cream. Because the sour cream is like a tofel, just helping out the ikur, the bananas. Who are then when you have a bowl of cereal and you put some milk in there, so if it's a cereal that you would have to make a butter minyan mezonos on, that's the only bracha you would have to make, and not on the milk, because the milk is called a tofel, a secondary thing to the cereal. Mishneh Ches. Ochal te'enim va'anovim v'rimonim. If you eat figs, or you ate grapes, or you ate pomegranates, is mevorach achareihem shalosh brachas. Even though the first bracha you have to make is only a borer priyates, but these things, since they're from the shivas haminim, you have to make three brachas. Mevorach achareihem shalosh brachas. Like you have to bench. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel's shita. We don't hold like that. We hold like the Chachamim. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say though, Parocha Achas Mien Sholosh. You only have to make an Aleitz V'al Priyates, like we do. One Brocha that has Mien part of each of these three Brochas. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva says, Afilo Ochal Shelek Vum Zonei, even if you just eat a cooked vegetable, and that fills you up, Mevorech Achor Sholosh Brochas. There is a Chiv to bench. And this is Rabbi Kiva's Shita, that you do not have to bench just by eating bread, but rather anything that fills you up, you have to bench. And we do not hold like this. We hold the only bench after you ate bread, or else if you will convey a suda on cake. If somebody drinks water because he's thirsty, is Oimer Shahakol Nir Dvorai. You have to make a bracha before you drink the water, and make a bracha Shahakol Nir Dvorai. Now it says because you are thirsty means that you have to have some enjoyment from the water. Lafuki, if somebody is choking and he just drinks the water to get down, so to get the thing out of his throat, he does not have to make a brocha. Rabbi Tarfon says, Vorei nefashos rabbis. That's the brocha you have to make. That if you drink water, the brocha you make before is a vorei nefashos rabbis v'chesroinen. However, we hold that the brocha before you drink is a shakol niyeh b'dvorei, and the bracha achrayin, after you drink liquid, if you drink a revius of liquid, you have to make a baruch nefesh rabbis v'chesroinim. You have to perek zayin. Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echot. If three people sat down to have the meal together, and they wash, they have bread, eating together, is chayovin lezamin. When they come to bench, they have a chiyuv to bench together. That's called the zimun. So we always dash in the Pasuk says that Yishem Hashem Mekra Vagoyda Lelokeinu, they were supposed to be mezamin that one should bench and they might see the other two people. That's called Zimun. And before they make the Zimun, before they start benching, they say, Yishem Hashem Avarach Matzav Adalom, Peshus, Merosai, Nevarach Shechan HaMashloi, and then Yantabar, Baruch Shechan HaMashloi, Batubach Yinu. Now, Ochal Demai, if they were eating a demai, that means a peiros or here wheat that you bought from an amoritz, and you have a suffix if he took off trumas and maiser sonat, or maiser rishon and shenitlus rumosay, or else you're eating maiser rishon that the truma was taken off already, or else maiser sheni the hegdish shenifto, you're eating maiser sheni or else hegdish that they already paidir it, because they made it into chulin already, so chura you are allowed to eat it, or else fi hashamosh sheochal kezayis. The waiter, if he had a kezayis of bread, he could also be mitzarif, he could be part of the three people to be mechayev you to bench b'zimun. The hakusi, a kusi also has a locha like a Yisrael, is even though a kusi is a ger, and even though later on they turned back to be bad people, but still they have a locha like a Yisrael, the Mishnah holds, is mizamnin alayim. Or any one of these people, or even if you're eating these type of food, you have a right to eat the food. And therefore, there's a din to make zimun. When you bench, you have to bench together. Abul ol chal tevel. You're eating something that's also teet me the raisa. Or else I think the more comes out, even if it's also the rabbonon. Tevel means you the fruits, or the wheat that was grown in the earth Yisrael. And you did not take off any truma samaisus yet. Hu adinu maiserishon shalar nitros rumosai. If you're eating maiserishon, that you did not take off the truma yet. So it's also teet it. Or else you're eating the Maise Sheni or else Hegdish that you were not Poida, so it has Kedusha on it. You're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, the Maise Sheni. Or else we have Shamosh She'ocha Pochos Mikazayis. If the waiter ate less than a Kazayis worth of bread, or else we have Nochri, if you have the third person is a Goy, is Ein Mezamnin Alayim. Then there's no Chiyuv to bench together. You're not allowed to bench Bezimun. Or the two people, the two other Yidin, have to bench separately, each one by himself. The Mishnah Beis, Noshim v'yavodim uketanim, women or slaves or children, ein mizamnin aleihim. You cannot make a zimun between them, whether they're together, whether they're separate. The minhag is that anisha and slaves and ketanim, you don't make a zimun together. Even though women by themselves, mikra din, could make a zimun, hu adin, the avodim by themselves could make a zimun, but just mean together they don't make a zimun. Now, ad kama mizamnin, case, how much do you have to eat in order to have a chiyuv to bench together to make the zimun? Is not kezayis. As long as you got a kezayis worth of bread, you have a chiyuv to bench, and the benching should be done by zimun. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad kebeitza. No, you have to eat at least the size of an egg worth of bread, then there's a chiyuv zimun. But less than that, there's no chiyuv zimun. And he holds also that there's no chiyuv to bench either. You see, he holds that you have to at least eat the size of an egg to have a chiyuv to bench. However, we hold that's enough to eat a kezayis. If you eat a kezayis worth of bread, for that alone you could bench. And if you have three people eating it together, there would be a chiyuv zimun. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad mizamnin. What is the nusach? How do we say before we say the Birchas Hamazon? Is b'shleish if we have three people eating together, oimer nevorach. He starts off saying, nevorach shechanu mishaloi. B'shleish v'hu, let's say there are three people, excluding himself, in other words, he and three other people, oimer borchu. Then he says to the three people, borchu shechanu mishaloi, yeah, because he's talking to three other people. What about ba'asora if we have 10 people, oimer nevorach lelokeinu. He starts off saying, nevorach lelokeinu. What about Ba'asorah Vahu? There are 10 people excluding himself. In other words, he is talking to 10 other people. Oimer Borchu. Then he starts off saying Borchu to them, and he answers back, El Lelokeinu. In other words, he says, Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. What about Echod Asorah V'Echod Eser Ribui? Whether there's 10 people or whether there's 10,000 people, that's the nusach we say. We say Baruch Hu. And really the Gemara explains, this is really according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that there's no difference whether you have 10 or 100,000. It's all the same halacha. Mashenka, the rest of the Mishnah now is going to go according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that he says there is a difference. The Mishnah says, B'meya oimer nevorach la'ashem alokeinu. If you have 100 people, then you start off saying nevorach la'ashem alokeinu. What about b'nei yavahu? You have 100 people excluding yourself. Oimer borchu. Then you say to them, borchu l'Hashem Elokeinu. Be'elef, if you have 1,000 people, oimer nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. As you add a few more, you add a few more shvachim to Hashem, the more people that are there. What about be'elef ahu? As excluding yourself, there are 1,000 people. Oimer borchu. You say l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. That's the difference. If you'll say to them, you always say Baruch Hu, but if you're included, you say Nevorach. The Riboy, you have 10,000. Oimer Nevorach LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei HaTzvois Yoyishev HaKruvim Al HaMozon Shechalnu. That's what Nusach you say if you have 10,000 people. What about the Riboy Vahu? There are 10,000 people excluding yourself. Oimer, then you say Baruch Hu, and this whole Nusach LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei HaTzvois. Then the Mishnah says, "Kinyin she'omar mevorach koch kach einemachru." The same way the mevorach has to say, that's the way they answer back. If you say we have 10,000, they say, "Boruch Hashem lokeinu lokei Yisrael lokei hatzvois yoshev akruvim alamosin shochalnu." It's whatever the first one said. That's the same way they answer it back. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer lefi roiv hakohol. In other words, like these last sheet, the last part of the Mishnah, we were saying, this goes according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that he says, according to amount of people that are there, that's a different type of a nusach we say. Shenemakot is a pasuk in Tehillim that says, B'makhelos borchu elokim, Hashem mimikor Yisrael. B'makhelos mashmur, when there's a bigger tzibur, a bigger gathering together, that's the way we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says back, Ma motzin b'beis ha-knesses, just like we find when we come to the beis ha-knesses in shul, Echad merubin, v'echad mu'otin, whether you have 100,000 people there, or whether you only have 10 people in shul, Oimer Boruch Hu Es Hashem, we only have one nusach, Boruch Hu Es Hashem. See also by the nusach of Birchas Hamazon, by Mezumin, we only have one nusach. By three we say, Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi, and by 10 we say Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi, but not more. Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. In other words, Rabbi Yishmael also holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Nusach does not change, but he just says when we have 10 people, we say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyruch. Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha She'ochlu Kechot. If 3 people sat down to eat together, as they washed and they ate their lechem together, they started the meal together, is the locha einom rashoyim lecholik. They are not allowed to separate. In other words, since they started the meal together, and they have a chiv now to bench together, the teres zimun, they're not allowed to bench separately in order that there should not be a zimun. In other words, once you're mechiv to make a zimun, you have to at the end bench all 3 together. V'chein arbo, v'chein chamisha. Who are then if you have 4 or 5 people, also they cannot separate, because they all have a chiv to bench together, but teres zimun. Shisha, let's say you have 6 people sat down to eat together, then nechlokim. Then they're allowed to separate into 2 different groups, because in each group has 3 people, they can bench zimun together. Adasor, up until 10 people, also they could divide themselves into 2 different groups, or if they have 9 people, they could divide themselves into 3 different groups. Up until 10. Above the Asorah Eino Nechlokin. Once you have 10 people sit and eat together, then they're not allowed to separate, because when you have 10 people, then you say in the Baruch Lelokeinu, you say Hashem's name Elokeinu, and less than 10 you don't say Elokeinu. Therefore, since they have a chiyuv to ben zimun and saying Hashem's name Elokeinu, they have to always have 10 together. Ad Shiyu Esrin, until you have 20 people. When you have 20 people, then they could divide themselves up into 2 groups of 10 and 10, and each one would say Nevarach Elokeinu Shechanu Mishloi, and then that would also be all right. Mishneh Hei. Shnei Chaburois Shoyu Oichlois Babayis Echot. You have 2 different groups of people eating together in the same house. Each one ate at their own separate table, and 2 different groups. Is Bizman Shemikzosun Royin Elu Eselu. If the people from this group could look and see the other people eating in the other group, then Harei Elu Mitzor from the Zimun. Then both groups could get together and to make Zimun together. Let's say there are 5 people here and 5 people there. They're allowed to say in the Baruch Elokeinu together. Since one group can see the other group, that makes it starfus, makes it like one group together. Since they're eating in the same house, and even though it's not at the same table, but since they could see one and another, that's also considered a tziruf. V'yim lov, let's say they can't see one another, one is in one room, one is in the other room, 2 different groups of people, even though they're in the same house, then elu mizamnin liyatzman, v'elu mizamnin liyatzman. Each group has their own chiyuv to make zimun between themselves. If you have 3 people there, they have to bench together, and the other table also has to bench by themselves. And the Gemara says if there's a shamash, if there's a waiter that waits on both the tables, he is mitzar if he brings them together, that again they could also make a zimun together. If there are 10 together, they could say Nevorach Elokeinu. Ein mevorchin al hayayin ad sheyiten l'soichoy mayim. You're not allowed to make a bracha, borer pri agofen, on wine, unless you added water into the wine. In other words, the time of the Mishnah, yayin was chosuk, was very strong, raw wine. It wasn't drinkable. So he holds you can't make the special bracha, borer pri agofen, until you first add some water into it. That makes it like drinkable. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. You can make a borer pri agofen even on wine that's not diluted with any water. A strong wine, you could also make a borer pri agofen. Here up to Perek Ishmini. The 8th Perek. Elu devorim shebein beishamai ubeisilo besubasuda. These are the things that there's a difference in halacha between beishamai and beisilo. Nageyat halachas of the suda. When you sit down, feet have a suda together. That Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, Mevorach al Hayoyim, V'yachakach Mevorach al Hayayim. That's when you come to make Kiddush Friday night, how do you make Kiddush at the beginning of the Suda? First you make al Hayoyim, first you say the Kiddush, and then you say a Baruch Pri Agofen. Or Beisilul, Omer Beisilul says, no, Mevorach al Hayayim, the way we do, at the beginning of Kiddush, first we make a Baruch Pri Agofen, V'yachakach mevorach al hayoyim. And afterwards, we first make the Kiddush to make the bracha on the chnisas of Shabbos, the Kaddish HaShabbos. And the Gemara explains the machlekes that Beis Shammai holds that you first make the bracha on the yoin, because the yoin, the day, causes the wine to come. It's because today is Shabbos, that's why we have to make Kiddush. And secondly, the Kedushas HaYoyim came first, but it came Shabbos first, and then first we come to make Kiddush. And Beis Hillel's svar is no, that first we make a bracha Boruch Pri HaGofen, because the whole Yisrael you make Kiddush is only Al HaKos, because we have wine, that we have to make Kiddush Al HaYayin. And secondly, because this is a bracha that's Todr, it comes often, more often than Kiddush, and the klal is Todr, V'shein is Todr, Todr Kodim. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. In other words, any time you have two brachas in front of you, and the question is which one to make first, if this is a bracha that's todr, that comes more often, like the bracha Boruch Pri HaGofen, we make this bracha even in the middle of the week, since this bracha comes more often, that's the reasoning why this one should come first, before we make the brachas of Kiddush, which only comes once on Shabbos. And once a week on Shabbos. Mishneh Beis. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai holds. Noitlin la yodayim, first you're supposed to wash your hands. V'yacha kach moizgen es hakos. And then do we dilute the wine with water, then we like moizgen es hakos, we make the kos roi, to be used. Now Rashi learns, we're talking about here, the wine you want to have before the meal. Before you start the suda, the meal, they used to drink wine. So Beis Shammai holds, even before you go to drink your wine, first you should wash your hands, l'sudah, make them tilo shadayim, and then you go to drink the wine. Beis Hillel says, moizgin es hakos, no, first go pour the wine, like make the wine drinkable, add the water into the wine that you could drink it, and drink the wine. V'yach hakach moitlin liyadayim, and later you'll first wash your hands for the tilo shadayim. In other words, after you drink your wine first before the meal, now, when you're about to start the suda to wash, to eat your bread, that's when you should first wash your hands to make them tefillah shadayim before you have your bread, the way we do. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Mekaneach yodov b'mapeh, as after a person washes his hands, then he dries his hand with a towel, is Mekaneach yodov b'mapeh, you could dry your hands with a towel, U'manicho al hashulchan. Now the chiddush is, you're allowed to leave this towel, this like wet towel that you washed your hands, you could leave it on the table. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, al hakeses. No, you're not allowed to leave it on the table, but rather on a chair. On the chair you could put it, but not on the table. And the Gemara explains, the machlokes is, the question now, is the table that you are using a sheni letuma? Is a person makpid not to use a table that has a sheni letuma? Beis Shammai holds, yes. People are makpid, they do not use a table to put food on if the table has a sheni letumah on it. Therefore, we're not afraid this makpid, this towel, even though it's a little bit wet, even though it has water on it, and if water were touched a sheni letumah, the water would become tameh. We're not afraid because most tables that are used do not have any tumah on it. There's not a sheni letumah. Therefore, you're even allowed to leave this wet towel on top of the table. And we're not afraid maybe the towel will become tameh, like the water in the towel will become tameh because of the shulchan. Mashenka and Beis Hillel holds, no, you're only allowed to put this towel on the table, on the chair, but not on the table. Because he holds, you are allowed to use a table that has a sheni letumah. And therefore we're afraid if you put this table on top of the table, you put the towel on top of the table, maybe the wetness, the water in the towel, will be kabel tumah from the table, and the towel will become like a rishon letumah now, and it will be metama the food on the table. Therefore, Beis Hillel holds you're not allowed to put this towel on top of the table. Today, the towel should not go to be metama the food, but rather leave the towel on your chair, because even if the chair is a sheni letumah and it will be metama the towel, however, it will not come in contact with the food. At most, it'll only be metame your hands. So Beis Hillel holds it's better that your hands should become tamei, which is only an issa de rabbanan. There's no deraisa that the hands should become tamei,
rather than leaving the table, the towel on top of the table, which may be metama the food, which has a makom midiraisa. Therefore, it's more machmer, and the towel should not be on top of the table, but rather just leave the table, the towel al hakeses on the chair.
Mishneh Dalet. Beishamai Oimrim. Beishamai says, Mechavdin es habayis. First you're supposed to clean the house, which here means clean off the perurei ha'ichlin that's still on the table. In other words, after you finish eating, before you wash your mayim achronim, first you should clean off the table. V'yachakach afterwards, noitin liyodayim. Then you first wash your hands for mayim achronim. Because if you'd wash your hands first, we're afraid maybe some of the water would fall on top of the ochlin, and it will make the ochlin mias, not nice, and it's not nice to be mayis to make the food not edible. U'beisilu aymrim, beisilu says, noitlin liyodayim, no, you're allowed to first wash mayim achronim, v'yachakach mechab b'nes habayis, and then first later you'll take off the table, clean off the perurim, the pieces of leftover food. And beisilu is not choshish, the hefsed ochlin, because usually the perurim, if there's a kezayis there left over, usually the shamash takes it away anyway, before the netila. Elamai, you have small crumbs left over. So that he says, even if it's mias from the mayim achreinim, it doesn't make a difference. And really, the Gemara comes out that the ikar machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, can you use a waiter or a shamash as an amoritz? Whereas Beis Hillel holds, you have to only use a shamash, that's a tam lechochem. Therefore, he knows that before you go to wash your hands even, he takes away all the pieces left over that's the size of a kezayis. Anything left over on the table is only less than a kezayis. Therefore, on those small pieces, we're not afraid of mishum mimis. Maybe you'll be mafsid that oichel. Mashenke in Beis Shammai holds, you're allowed to use a shamash that's an amoritz, so he doesn't know the halachas. Therefore, he won't even clear off the table from the pieces that have a kezayis before you wash your hands. Therefore, we're afraid if you wash your hands first, maybe you would, the water would fall on pieces of bread or pieces of food left over that's the size of a kezayis, and you'll be mamayis, be mafsid oichlin, and that's not right, that's not nice to do. Mishnehei. Beis Shammai Oimrim. Beis Shammai says, Ner u'mozoin u'vesomim v'havdola. Because how do we go to make havdola on Motzoi Shabbos? First you make the bracha borimireish on the fire. Then u'mozoin, in case you didn't bench yet for shalashudis, and you want to bench now, is you make on the same kais. In other words, you only have one kais, and you want to bench and make havdola on the same kais, because you only have one cup of wine. You want to be able to bench on the kais and to make havdalah on the same kais. So first you make the brach on the ner, then alamozin you bench, uvisamim, then you make the borim in uvisamim. If you have dollar, then you make the brach of havdalah. Beis Hillel says no, ner uvisamim. First you make the brach on the ner, borim ireish, then you make the brach on besamim, umozin, then you bench. If you have dollar, then you make havdalah. Now what's the makla? And another thing is, Beis Shammai says, Shebora Ma'or Ha'ish. What's the brach we make is that you created Ma'or the fire, the light of the fire. Well, Beisil Lomrim, Bore Ma'or Ha'ish. That's the nusach of the brach we should make, Bore Ma'or Ha'ish. Now, Nagaya to the first machloikis, whether you make Ner or Mazen of the Samin, or rather, according to Beisil, you first make the Ner and the Samin, that's the machloikis according to this Shita, which is Reb Meir Shita. That he holds both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both hold that Havdalah comes last, and Mazon comes first before that. And it's only a question, Machlokes, where do you put the Ner and the Besamim? And they're both Moedah that first you say Ner, then the Besamim. So only a question, is the Besamim after the Mazon near the Havdalah, or is the Besamim near the Ner, because that's like the Bracha Barim Yireish, and then you make the Bracha on the Ner, on the Besamim right away. However, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda argues in this and says no, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no machlokes, everybody holds Birchas HaMazon comes first, and Havdalah comes last, and the machlokes is only whether you make a bracha on the or ma'or first, and then the b'samim, or do you make the bracha first on the b'samim, then on the ma'or. And we do like Rabbi Yehuda's sheet always, we first make the bracha on the ner, and then we first make the bracha on the b'samim, and then we make the bracha on the ner. And the last machlokes, what nusach habracha do you do is, so according to Beis Shammai, you say, Shebora Moresh, means we make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fire. Shebora es or ha'esh,
B'sheshes Shemei Breshes. Heshebore means the Lashon Hashem created it already. B'Tilu says Boru Miresh means we say Lashon that like he is creating it right now. Because that's the Nusr, that's the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, that Yoytz Horim Uvorei Ruach. So what is also, Uvorei means Hashem is like creating Kiseida the fire.
The Mishneh Vov. Ein Mevorchin Loyal Haner V'Loyal Abisomim Shogoyim. I saw my Tzoyi Shabbos, when you want to make Havdalah, you're not allowed to make a broch, you're not allowed to use the fire, or b'somim, or the smelling things, shogoyim, that belong to goyim. Now, the reason is, because a goy here, poshid, means, because it was not Shabbos on Shabbos. In other words, we have to be afraid that the goy made this fire on Shabbos. Therefore, since a navera was done with the fire, we do not use it to make a broch or for Havdalah. Because even though there's no avera for the goy to do it, but still it's considered the fire was created on Shabbos, therefore we do not use it for Havdalah. Now the B'somim Shogoyim, we're also afraid, Tumor says, is talking about where their goyim got together and had a sudeh and they had their B'somim there, smelling things. So we say they zichah do it for the shame of Avodah Zorah. Therefore it's considered like B'somim that was Tashmishi Avodah Zorah, that it's also to have Hanor, you shouldn't use it. Then the Mishnah says, V'loy al Haner, you can't use a candle, a fire. That was set aside to be used for a mace. Because anything that's set aside to be used for a mace is also bahanor. You can't have enjoyment from it. So therefore, this psalm that was put on top of the mason, the dead bodies that they should not smell, it becomes also bahanor, and we can't use it for psalm. You can't use a candle that's in front of an avoid zorah, or else psalm smelling things that's in front of the avoid zorah. We can't make a brocha, because also it's also banor. Since these things are used for the Avodah Zorah, they also become also banor. We're not allowed to use it to make a brocha. Or you can't use it to have any enjoyment from it. And the Mishnah ends off, Ein mevorchin al haner ad sheyayoysu liyoroi. You cannot make a brocha, borim yoroi haish, until ad sheyayoysu yoroi, until you're having enjoyment from the light itself. So some of Parshim learns it means you have to be standing close enough to the candle that you could have some enjoyment from it. And usually the minig is that b'shas we make this bracha, we put our hands and we look at the nails when we're making this bracha. Also that we should be close enough to have some enjoyment from the or, and that's the minig to look at your nails. Mishnah Zayin. Mi she'ochal v'shochach v'lei berich. Somebody ate and he forgot to make a bracha achrona. It's at the place where he finished eating his meal, he forgot to bench, to say brichas amozin. Is Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Yachtel imkoymel v'yavorach. When you realize it later, even though you went someplace else, you have to return to the original place where you had your meal, and you have to bench over there. Ubeisilul Omer, Beisilul says, Yavorach b'mekoym shenizkar. You can make the bracha, you could bench wherever you remember. You went away, and you remembered at the next place, you could bench over there. Ad emosayhum avarach, until how long after you finish your meal, are you still allowed to make the brichas amozen? Ad kedei sheyis akel hamozen shebemeyev. Until the food in your stomach is completely digested. In other words, you're not having any more enjoyment from the food you ate. Then it's too late to make the bracha achrona to bench on the meal you had. And the Gemara says the sign for this is, if you're not hungry yet, eat more, that's a raya that this first food, like, is still in your stomach being digested. But once you already have a little hunger, you have hunger pains a little bit, that you want to eat more, that's a raya the first food was completely digested already. And it doesn't mean your mama should have to have hunger pains, it means when you're beginning to feel a little bit hungry. Mishneches. Bo lahem yayin liyachar hamozen. Because after you finish eating your meal, before you benched, they brought you a cup of wine to drink. Now this is the only cup of wine you have left. So the question is, can you drink it right now? But then you won't have a kais, you won't have wine to drink, to use for birchas hamozen when you're benching. So Beishamai says, mevorach al hayayin, you're allowed to drink the wine right now. Even though it's before benching, but you have to make the bracha. Because that's halacha, if you drink wine even during the meal, you have to make a bracha borei pri gofen and wine. V'yachakach mevorach al hamozen. And afterwards, later, whenever you get to bench, you'll bench later. Even though you won't have a kais, shel yayin,
Beishami hold, you don't have to use the kosher yain for birchas hamazon.
Beis Hillel says though, mivarach al hamazit. No, wait, first bench. Use this case now, this cup of wine, to bench on it. V'yachakach mivarach al hayayin.
And after you finish benching, then you make the baruch yagofen, and then you'll drink the wine. Because Beis Hillel holds is an inyan to bench al hakos.
Oinin omein acha yisrael hamavarach. Whenever a Jew makes a bracha, there's always an inyan, we have to answer omein after that.
V'yein oinin omein acha rakusi hamavarach.
But a kusi that makes a bracha, then we do not have to answer omein, because we don't know what he said. Maybe he said something l'shem avodah zarah.
Ach yishma kol habracha. Unless we hear him say the whole bracha, if we hear him say the whole nusach habracha, then we see he's saying that the shem like Hashem, not the shem avodah zarah. Therefore, we're also allowed to answer omein.
Here, to perek tes, mishnalach
horoye mokoim shenasu v'nisim liyisrael.
If you see a place, that at that place a miracle happened to Yisrael.
Is Oyme supposed to say a bracha? Borach she'osa nisim la'avoseinu b'mokum hazeh.
You have to make a special bracha. Bracha to Hashem l'chinam al ha'cholam. She'osa nisim la'avoseinu b'mokum hazeh. That Hashem made miracles at this place.
Mokum she'nekir mimenu avodah zarah.
Let's say you find a place that there used to be an avodah zarah there. A place that the goyim worshipped their idols. And now it was uprooted. Is Ayin, we also have to make a bracha. And we say, Baruch she'okar avodah zarah mi'atzeinu. A bracha to Hashem, and Kenemel Ha'olam, she'okar avodah zarah mi'atzeinu. That Hashem uproots avodah zarah mi'atzeinu.
So here it's mashma that this bracha is only said in Eretz Yisrael itself.
That if you see in Eretz Yisrael, the place that was once an avodah zarah, and now it was uprooted there, we have to make this bracha. And who had in the first part of the Mishnah that says, Haroya mokim shenasu benisim liyisrael, the Yisrael here means La'am Yisrael, a miracle that happened to the whole Am Yisrael. Like Ma'avaras Hayom, like by Kriyas Yamsuf, you see the place where the Jews went through the Yamsuf, you have to make a bracha. Also Ma'avaras Hayardain, by Mei Yoshua, and they went through the Yardain, we have to make this bracha. She'osa Nisim, La'avaseinu b'mokim hazeh.
The Mishnah Beis, Al Hazikin, that's if somebody sees like a shooting star. The Al Hazvois, that's like an earthquake. The ground is shaking. V'yal ha-brokim. V'yal ha-romim. V'yal ha-ruchis. Hez-brokim is like lightning. Al ha-romim, that's like thunder. V'yal ha-ruchis, very strong winds. Is Eimer, you're supposed to make a bracha. Baruch she-koicha u-gvorosai mol-yelam. Like Baruch to Hashem, l'chinam ha-holam. She-koicha, that Hashem's koich power u-gvorosai, his gvura, is over the whole world. And even though the Mishnah says that on the brokim and the romim, that's on thunder and on lightning, we say the brocha baruch shekoichu gevurosu mother olam, the Gemara rather says, if you want to, you could also make another brocha. You could make the brocha of baruch oise ma'aseh bereishis. And usually the meaning is that when we hear a thunder, we say shekoichu gevurosu mother olam, because thunder shows the strength of a kodesh baruch hu. The al ha-brokim, when we see lightning, then we say, Oise Maaseh Bereishis. Also, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Melech Olam, Oise Maaseh Bereishis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu makes things like Maaseh Bereishis. Right, the Mishnah says, Al Horim, if you see big mountains, V'yal HaGvois, also big hills, V'yal HaYamim, big rivers, V'yal HaNahoros, V'yal HaMidboros, as Yamim is like oceans, and the Horos are like big rivers, V'yal HaMidboros, you see big deserts, is Oymer, you make a bracha, Baruch Oyse Maaseh Bereishis. Since these are things of Teva, the way the world looks, you see nice things upon the world, you make the bracha, Baruch Oyse Maaseh Bereishis. Now here for sure you cannot change the bracha and say, Shekoichu Gevurosu Mol Yerlam, because these things have to do with the Teva of the world, so we say Oyse Maaseh Bereishis. Rabbi Yehudi says, Haroyes Hayom HaGodol, if somebody sees the big Yam HaGodol, the big ocean, is Oimer Baruch She'oser Es Hayom HaGodol. You have to make a special bracha. Baruch She'oser Es Hayom HaGodol. Now it's a machlokes exactly what is considered here the Yam HaGodol. Some say this is the Yam HaTikoin, which is the Gvul of the Marav side of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's called the Yam HaGodol. And some say no, the Yam HaGodol means like the big oceans we have, the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean. So therefore usually the minig is that when you see here the Pacific Ocean, if you see it once in 30 days, we just make the bracha, Baruch Oysa Maaseh Bereishis. But since we have a suffix, if this is considered the Yam HaGodol, so in our suffix we make the bracha Baruch Oysa Maisa Bereshis.
Now, Bizman Shiroi Oysa Leprokim, the Mishnah says, when do we make this bracha? If we see it at different intervals. And the Gemara says that means within 30 days. If you see it, if the last time you saw it was 30 days ago, then you can make the bracha again. But if you see something less than 30 days ago, then you see it again, you do not make the bracha again. It's not like a new simcha, because you remember seeing it from before. Al ha-gishomim, if it comes down a lot of rain, v'al ha-bsoris tovis, you have good news, is oimeh baruch ha-tov yametiv. You make the bracha baruch ha-tov yametiv. And usually the good news means that it's good for you, and it's good for somebody else. Like, if you have a son, it's like good for you, good for your wife. If you hear good news that's good for you or for somebody else, then we make ha-tov yametiv. Hu adin gishomim, is good like for the whole world, for a few people, therefore we make this bracha ha-tov yametiv. V'yal shmuis rois, if something bad happens, you hear a bad happening, is oimer you say, baruch dayan emes. The core part of the Yisrael of the Mishnah is that even though bad things happen, still we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Because maybe for us it looks bad, but really there's a reason why Hashem is doing it to us. Like really it's for our good. Mishnah Gimel. Bona bayis chodesh. If somebody builds a new house, and who adin if he buys a new house? V'kona kelim chadoshim, or he buys new utensils, new kelim, is oimer you make a bracha baruch shechiyonu. Because of the simcha, since you have a tremendous simcha by buying these new things, you have to make a bracha shechiyonu. Mivorech al haro me'ein hatoiva. You have to make a bracha on the bad, the same way we make a bracha on the good. V'yal hatoiva me'ein haro. The same way you make a bracha on good, the same way we make a bracha on raw. And that's the pshat is that whatever Hashem does for us is for our good, even though to us it looks like bad, really it's for the good. Hatzayik lishover. If somebody cries about something that already happened, his harezu tzvila shov. That's a wasted tzvila. It can't help you anymore. It already happened. Kate said, like what? What's the example of this? Hoyseishtoin muberes. If your wife is already pregnant, the yomra, now you start to daven and make a tzvila to say, yihirotzen shetelad ishti zocher, yihirotzen that the child should be a male, harezu tzvila shov. That's called a tzvila shov, because it's already eskapasant already after that first aboyim yoim, what the blood is, if it's a zocher or in a keva. So they say the first 40 days, it's okay to daven. But after 40 days, then it doesn't help already because it was already done already. Another example is, Hoyevo Baderech, someone who's going in the road, Vishoma Keol, it's a Vochobir, he heard like a screaming in the city, Vyomer, and he says, Yehirotzon Shloyehe Elo B'nei Beisi, this screaming like should not be from the children of my house. As if to say, this sorrow, this tragic should not come from my house. Is also Rezu Tzvila Shof, that's a wasted Tzvila. Because it already happened already. Like you're hearing the screaming. Like if it came from your house, it doesn't help you to daven now. It shouldn't come from your house. It already happened. A tefillah only helps on like what's going to be. But if something happened already, that's like nisim. We're not mispalo for these things. Something that happened already. Mishneh Dalit. Ha-nichnes lekrach. Somebody comes into a city, a big city. Is mispalo shtayim. You should make two brachas when you're coming in. Mispalo shtayim. Achas bichnisosei, one bracha you make when you're coming in, the yachas biyitziosei, one bracha when you leave, when you go out. Ben Azay Yemer, Ben Azay says, arba, you should make four brachas. Shtayim bichnisosei, two when you come in, ushtayim biyitziosei, and two when you leave. Venoisen hoido lishover, like he explains, you're giving hoido, you're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the past, what already happened, vetsoyek losed lovi, and you're being mispalol for the future and everything good should happen. Now, according to the Tanakhama, the two brachas are Bichnisasu, you say like Yirotzel Funecha Hashem Lekenu, Shetachnisen Lekrach Zel Lesholem. You make a bracha, you should come in here with peace. And when you leave, also you're giving Hodah, you're giving a thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu that you're leaving it with peace. Then Azay says we say two brachas coming in and two coming out. Now, according to Ben Azay, the four brachas are really like the two when you come in. First you say the one like before, Shetachnisen Lekrach Zel Lesholem. You're like, play to Hashem, you should come in b'shalom. And after you come in already, then you say, Moedi, you thank Hashem that you came in b'shalom. And when you leave in the same thing, before you leave, you make a tefillah. You rotz and you should be able to leave b'shalom. And then after you left, you also thank Hashem that you left b'shalom. And the end of the Mishnah, it says, V'noisin hoidor l'sh'obar, v'tzoyek l'osalovoy. This is like explaining the Psham, the Mishnah, that according to the Tanakam and according to Ben Azay, You're giving Hodoy, you're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what already happened. And you're being mispala for the future that everything good should come out L'Toyva. Yeah, Mishneh Hey. Chayev Odom Levorech Al Horo Kishen Shu Mevorech Al HaToyva. A person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a bracha when he hears something bad happens to him, and it means B'leib Sholem, like you're accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, like you're making this bracha Dayan Emes, the same way you make a bracha when something good happens to you, when you're besimcha, when you make the bracha HaToyva Yameitiv. Like we said, you have to realize that Hashem is doing it to us. This is called, you have to make the bracha the same way you do it to Simcha. When you hear something good, the same way you have to do it to Leiv Sholem when it's something is bad. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'yohavto eis Hashem alekecho, v'chol levodecho, uv'chol nashcho, v'chol miyodecho. Now, what's pshat in this Pasuk? You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we dash in, v'chol levodecho, with all your heart, means, v'shnei yitzarecho, with your two yetzes. It means Yetzer Toiv over Yetzer Ra. Everybody has a Yetzer Toiv telling them to do good, and you have a Yetzer Hara telling you to do bad. With both of them, you have to do Avodas Hashem, which means even though the Yetzer Hara tells you it's hard to do mitzvahs, stay home, don't go to shul, it's hard to do this, still you have to do it. You have to get up and do the mitzvah, even with the Yetzer Hara, even though it's hard. Still you have to love Hashem, and still you go do the mitzvahs. Uvechol nafshecho, what does that mean? Afilu hu noitelas nafshecho. Afilu hu comes to mesiris nefesh. The goyim say, be'ovid avoid the zorah. Still you have to be moise nefesh, fa'avas Hashem. Uvechol miyadecho, with all your money, b'darshin b'chol mamoincho, with all your money. You have to give money to do mitzvahs. Or the idgista, if somebody says, give me, I'll take all your money, or else do an avera, you have to give up all your money not to do the avera. You do have to be over Hashem, love Hashem with your money. Dover Acher, another pshat of Snegeya to us is Bechol Moidecha, means Bechol Mida Umida Shu Moidit. Any type of a Mida, any type of a thing that Hashem does to us, have a Moideloi. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. The Moid Moid, very much. Like we're saying now. That's Bechol Miyadecha. Whatever Hashem does to us, any Mida that happens to us, we have to thank Hashem to realize it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's only for our good. Right, the Mishnah says, "Lo yokel odem es roishoy keneged shar hamizuch." When you're coming in, like to the base of Migdash, to the shar, the entrance of the east side, you should not have a kolas ha'roish, not be mekel yerosh. In other words, you should have yerosh, should be afraid from the base of Migdash. Have or shehu mechuven keneged base kodesh hakadoshim, because the shar hamizuch, that's like the entrance of the east side, but that's mechuven straight in front of the kodesh hakadoshim. Therefore, you have to have a little bit of or when you go in there. Lo yikoneis laharabayis b'maklik. The same thing, when you go up to the harabayis, to the base of Migdash, you cannot go up there with your regular stick that you hold. Or b'minolei, with your regular shoes. Or b'pimdosei, with your wallet. Or b'ovek shalraglev, with the dirt on your feet. For lo yasenu kapandria. You can't make the base of Migdash for a shortcut, just to go through one entrance, go through the other side. Or Rekiko Mikal V'Choyme. And for sure, with a Kal V'Choyme, you're not allowed to spit in the Beis HaMikdash. This is all but terrorists to have covered and to have Yira from the Mokam, the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah says, Choyisme Brochoy Shoye B'Migdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, how did they end off the Brochas? Hayuayrim, they used to say, Min Oilam. They used to say, Min Oilam. That was like the end of the Brochas. But they would say, Barakato Hashem Olakei Yisrael, Min Oilam, Mogein Avraham. Mishnah says that Mishakukulu Haminim, when the Minim made it bad for us, the Yarmu they used to say, Ein Oilam Elo Echad, there's only one world, is Eskinu Shiyu Oimrim, Min Oilam Viyad Oilam, from now and forever. In other words, not only Oilam Hazeh, but for Oilam Habo also. The Eskinu Shiyu Odom Shail Esh Shloim Chaveroi Vashem. When a person wants to give Shalom Aleichem, he could say Hashem's name. Shinema the Pasuk says in Rus, Vine Boyaz Bo Mi Beis Lechem, Hashem imochem. I gave him like a shalom with Hashem's name. Another pasuk says, "Asher imcha gibra choil." V'yomer al tovos ki zokno imecho. V'yomer eis lasus l'Hashem echeru serosecha. You see, you're allowed to say Hashem's name when you want to say, like, give somebody a bracha of l'toivo, that you give him shalom aleichem. And Rabbi Nosson oimer, "Heferu serosecha eis lasus l'Hashem." That's pure. The Darshan is pasuk both ways. It's eis lasus l'Hashem eferu sarosecho. The Nosson says sometimes the other way. It's eferu sarosecho and eis lasus l'Hashem. And really, like both are saying the same thing. Like the Pasuk says, Eis Lassus Lashem, you have to do things at certain times for Hashem, and Eferu Sarasecho, like turn over the Torah. So Nosson is saying the same thing, like sometimes it's Eferu Sarasecho, the Mishum Eis Lassus Lashem. Certain times you have to do certain things, even though it doesn't look so nice. So here also they're saying, that's the pshat that, even though maybe it doesn't look so nice to use Hashem's name when you want to give somebody Shalom, still that's not called Zilzul B'Chved Hashem, since you're doing it lechavid shalom chaverim. But some of our Hashem say that Reb Nosson is coming to say a little bit different. Reb Nosson is saying that if you see people that are mafirin as a Torah, he says feirul serasech, you see people going kinegah the Torah, oz it's eis lasos lashem shachachomim lesakinos takones lasos lamankyumim v'chizuka shal Torah v'tirtziva shom yatera v'munabom. Sometimes the chachomim make certain takones because the people are not doing a good thing. Yes, Likulam Sechta Brachas. Stop here.